It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know what? Just around the corner, it's going to be time for archery whitetail season in all the states. October is when it all kicks off. And I've got a guest next that knows a lot about bows and bow hunting and just an all-around good guy, Mr. Skip Peterson with Gearhead Archery. Now, you're going to learn about an awesome line of bows, and let's just have some fun and talk about all you bow hunters out there. Let's talk about some bow hunting with Skip. Skip, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Hey, pleasure to be here, Luke.
And congratulations on Gearhead Archery. I'm going to dare say down in Texas where most folks are listening, some are listening online, but majority of our folks are in Texas. That's a name that probably going to be new to a bunch of you, but Skip, these bows are different. I mean, the riser, can kind of tell us a little bit about the design and you know, kind of tell us, most people are thinking of a traditional compound bow, but these are different. Tell us the differences mechanically, if you would.
Well, they're different for a reason. And we create a shoot-through riser design with vertical plates and horizontal members, and we just create a structure. It looks much like a bridge, a crane, or a lot of the structures that you see that are meant to take heavy loads without deviating. And that was the structure we developed for our riser. When a riser flexes at the shot, you know, the riser needs to right itself before it's more efficient if you have a stiff riser is what I'm trying to say, because all the energy goes right into the arrow at that point because you're not trying to get back to your happy spot. But, you know, our parent company, we're a robotics company, so we make robotic equipment. And what we saw in like our LBDs and that moves heavy loads really rapidly in different directions without deviating, we felt that it would lend itself well to a bow hunting riser, and it has. And that's kind of what our main platform is.
You know, one picture is, you know, worth 1,000 words. The website, folks could go there and learn a lot about them. And folks, if you're a bow hunter, like me, I mean, people, I really, as an old outdoor rider, Skip, I've never boxed myself into one thing. It just doesn't work for me. I hunt with my one passion, I guess. If someone said, Luke, you can only do one thing, hunt one way, it would most definitely be with a bow. As long as I can do it, I'm going to do it. But as a rider, you know, I shoot everything. But that's if people that have never gotten into archery or known the thrill of sitting in a tree stand and seeing a deer, I'm not talking about a 220-inch buck, folks, just a deer come up within bow range, it will get you hooked. Am I right, Skip?
Well, it's something about being so close that you can actually see the wild in their eyes.
I mean,
literally, they're on pins and needles, and you know any movement can send that critter going in the other direction. So it really is. It gets in your soul, and it's like our drug of addiction is getting close to wildlife.
It's and exactly. I remember I've only taken 2 coyotes with a bow. I've never really concentrated on it. These have been incidental to either hog hunting. I've killed a ton of hogs with a bow and a bunch of deer. But that coyote, I will never forget. Just certain hunts stick out in your mind. And this coyote came in. I was in a deer stand not far from my house, actually, hunting deer in the fall. And he come out. I saw him streaking through the woods, and he just so happened to come behind right in front and stopped behind a little bush. And I said, I may be able to finally get a coyote with a bow. I drew, and that coyote, he was about 20 yards, 22 yards maybe, stepped out behind it, gave me the perfect shot. But I'll never forget that. Now, had I shot that rifle, that coyote with a 22 250, I'd have been thrilled and excited, but something about getting close to game like that, and it just does it for you. But folks, back to the gearhead archery, Skip. Folks can go to the website and learn a lot about and see pictures and everything, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We have like six different models we came out this year, all fully adjustable. It's probably the most adjustable bow on the market, and maybe, you know, arguably one of the most adjustable bows, you know, ever invented, for the grip moving and the cam modules moving for different draw lengths and setting it up. And it's just the shot. It's you know, most bows are dead in hand, but this just has a different feel to it. It's one of those bows that has to be shot to believe. I mean, yep. You look at the picture and say, wow, that's really cool and this and that, but yep. It's when you shoot it. And I've gone to a lot of consumer shows and you know, a lot of people, when we had the real small ones, they thought they were kids' bows, but you know, you talk them into shooting, and then they look at their buddy and say, hey, you got to shoot this, you know, because like at the shot, everything becomes a reality to them. They start, you can just see their mind working where they're trying to put the pieces together. It's like, how is this possible?
You know, so. Technology, robotics. I have grandkids that are in robotics, and my gosh, I mean, it's here now in bows. You have it. You've got the proof of it, but mm-hmm. Robotics in another 5 or 10 years, it's growing, and there's competitions. These kids compete in robotics, you know, all over.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, that is so cool. The bows are, the lengths of them are, they're short bows, compact, yeah. Aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we make a bow as short as 18 inches axle to axle, all the way up to 40 inch axle to axle for, you know, more of your competitor shooters that like the flatter string angle. But on the short side for hunting, oh my goodness, I mean, you figure, you know, some people complain that there's no room in their ground blinds, and, you know, get a smaller bow. I mean, literally a 20-inch bow, you got so much room in that blind, and, you know, for maneuverability or stalking or tree stands and trying to, you know, get through limbs and that, it literally just, it's just a joy to hunt with.
Skip, let's think about, this will answer some questions for a lot of hunters I know. I'm in my upper 60s, and I'm still, you know, I cranked down. I shot 62 pounds. That's what I pull forever. And I cranked down to 55 pounds.
Right.
And still, with bows like the gearhead, you can get some arrow speed from a 55-pound bow that, well, what, 10 or 12 years ago was unheard of?
Right, yeah. It's just the efficiency of the cams, and it comes down. I like to shoot a heavier arrow. I like to get that momentum going forward where, mm-hmm. you know, even at the lower draw weights and that, you know, pass-throughs are, you know, common. I mean, it's
yep.
that's just,
that's
it
the way it
take
is.
Much to blow through a deer, you know.
That's true. That is true. What would you think for there's a lot, you know, a lot of younger guys that say, well, I'm not going to shoot unless I'm pulling 70, and that's good. I mean, I used to do that when I was young. But
yeah.
say for a middle-aged person or someone like me, upper 60s, that can still easily pull 55 pounds, you know, what size bow would you suggest would be best, or is that a fair question?
That's a preference to the hunter. I mean, my personal preference is I like the 24. It's to me, it's the balance, the feel, everything on the 24. To me, it feels perfect. The 24, the T24, you know, people say, oh, how can a small bow be accurate? Well, the T24 this year won the Las Vegas bow hunter class out there in a field of 334 archers. So, I mean, we swept the podium in the bow hunter class, and we won it with a T24. Of course, you know, second was a 40-inch, and third was a 36-inch, but it's kind of unheard of to have a bow that short to actually win a class that big.
You bet. Skip, the 24 axle to axle, what is the weight? That's a very light. I haven't shot that bow, you know, but.
The one that won was 3.1 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're flirting around right at the 3-pound weight range at naked.
And then arrow speed. And let's just stick with my example, say 55 pounds, arrow speed in that 24-inch axle to axle, say compared to a 30-inch. A 30-inch is really pretty, what most people consider pretty standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, Mm-hmm. That's a pretty standard. I mean, well, it all comes down to also, it's not just your the weight you're pulling, but the grain of your arrow.
Yes, yes.
The draw length. I mean, if you're, let's say you're a 26-inch
draw length. I'm 30-inch draw length.
So you're right at like an IBO spec. So like if everything was the same and you and your buddy and he was a 26-inch, I mean, you're going to be probably 20 feet per second faster just on your draw length
because
with him.
That's
true. Not a little bit more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's common for our T-24 to, you know, be shooting like a 330 feet per second, you know, with certain setups than that.
Yep. Well, with that 55-pound pull, it should easily be in the upper 200s, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Which is blazing fast compared to what, 10 years ago, you know,
right.
In reality. Yeah. Well, gosh, Skip, that's the main thing that I wanted to, I thought it would be just fun to talk a little bow hunting and get the word out on gearhead archery, right? So.
Well, thank you, Luke.
I want you to be back. I'm going to be shooting these bows and hunting with them and writing about them this fall. I'm impressed. The thing is that's really got me going is, you know, how in the world a shorter axle bow like that is just as accurate and just as, you know, just as strong as some of the bows that I've shot in the past. But hats off to you, and we'll get you back from time to time. Maybe next time we'll just talk some plain old deer hunting or something.
I like that. I'm actually headed to Wyoming September 1st for a bow hunt. It kicks off September 1st out there in Wyoming, and I was lucky enough to draw a tag for one of the units that I know very well, so I'm going to be targeting a whitetail out there.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck to you, Skip, and we'll get you back in at least a couple times before deer season kicks off, and let's talk some more bow hunting, what do you say?
That sounds good, Luke. Look forward to it.
You know, folks, there was a time years back when the art of shooting a compound bow required lots and lots and lots of practice. Now, not to say that it still doesn't. You need to do your due diligence and practice and, you know, make sure that you can make an ethical shot. But what I'm getting at right now with the bows like this gearhead bow, you can pick one of these things up and get a good bow technician to put you a peep on it and the sights and, you know, get it sighted in and get the pin set right. And it would shock me if most people couldn't immediately at 20 yards keep the arrows in a 2.5-inch, 3-inch group right off the bat. But the mechanics of pulling a bow and the muscles that you have to train, repetition is the key. But I remember when I first started bow hunting with compound bows that were not nearly as sophisticated as what we've got or as easy to shoot. I mean, I started in, I think it was March, and I practiced all summer long, and I was ready. I killed a buck on my second hunt, and that's the first time I'd ever bow hunted years ago. So what I'm getting at is today's bows, if you think you might want to take up bow hunting and you want to hunt deer this fall, of course, you can hunt hogs right now with them, and I think they are the perfect game animal to get you to cut your bow hunting teeth, so to speak, the wild hogs. But you can hunt them right now. I would really suggest or admonish you to check out all the bows. Check out these gearhead bows. I can tell you what, they are awesome. I'm going to be hunting with them this fall with my bow, gearhead. And you know, do some practicing and get ready for the season because it'll be here before you know it. Much fun in today's show, and thanks to Skip for getting some real good information out. We'll be right back here with you next week. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express, Trapper Tackle, and Hunter Supply.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.